is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Give them aliens that old dick. Give the aliens that old dick. Give that alien that old dick. Give that alien old dick. Coming up right after we sing, Little Toes is the lead singer of the Kinks singing Give That Alien Your Old Dick.
Get that old dick.
Get that old dick. Ooh. All right, are we starting the show?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
Whoa, you started real fast.
I did, because I think we're going to have the lead-in with our great song, Give That Alien Its Old Dick. Give That Alien That Old Dick. Isn't that something? Perhaps the aliens are maturing, because they did apparently abduct the lead singer of the Kinks, Dave Davies. He is 75 years fun, so maybe they just wanted to have a fun time with a musician.
You've been obsessed with this story for a week. We haven't even begun our roll into this story you've been talking about. I do think it's interesting that it was the lead singer of the Kinks, and for some reason he's deciding to say something into a microphone again. It's been a while.
He's allowed to speak. He's a free country.
But he is 75 years young, and I will just, all right, before we get into anything else, obviously, now that we've jumped in.
We're jumping right in.
Because I was going to talk about.
This is the story. Every time I see a story, I do my searches for my shows.
You do. Yeah, I'm not
and
saying
I go,
that you
and
don't.
I go to nether regions of the internet that I despise, and I find a story. Oh, Henry would like that story. And then I send it to you, and not a heart, not a like, not a. Exclamation mark.
I was in
not
the,
a thumbs up.
I was
not
in the desert.
Down.
I was in the desert shooting a pilot presentation for $200. Okay? And that was more important than transmission from you. Unfortunately, in that time period, because I had to be focused. Okay? Because I was out there being a chubby man in a Hawaiian shirt in the desert.
Dave Davies says aliens said he can no longer have sex anymore. They gave him a sex ban. He says they slapped him with a sex ban.
All of this is clickbait. You're a real, you know what you are? You're a real expert in headlines, Ben Kissel.
that's the first line of the article.
That's the problem. It's, honestly, it is nice you got past the picture.
Thank you so much.
But there is, it was a temporary sex ban.
Sure.
On him, because he said, he explained, so he said this. So he came out, he said they blocked any sensation down there.
No sensation. Maybe he just took Lexapro, but we don't know.
We don't know. He said, they told me I must not have sex, although I was able to walk normally. My groin and pelvis suddenly became numbed.
Let us out.
Any sensation down there.
Hey, I'm cum number 14. Can you let me out, please? I'll be good. I promise you. I won't even look for eggs.
You know not to trust cum number 14 because good cums want to stay inside.
Absolutely, where it's nice and warm. This is what Dave said exactly. That he revealed that there's been, quote, communications, and they became more and more demanding and more challenging as the aliens were in his mind telling him, don't fuck.
Yeah, it's so weird. He said that they said that he needed to transmute his proper sexual energies into a higher vibrational level. And I've heard this time and time again.
Every date I've ever been on, I know.
But it's not true. Like, it's really not true. Like, technically, you need to get the, like, yes, good cums need to stay behind, but all of the cum needs to come out because it helps beat prostate cancer.
Is that true?
You got to cum. Apparently, you need to cum 25 times a month.
That is, that's a lot.
I sometimes try to book out a long weekend and try to get it all done.
Does it count that way?
I think so. You bank it.
I think that's how you die of an alcohol overdose or a jerk-off overdose. Be like, I'm only allowed to drink 2 days a month. And then it's like, well, what did you drink? 4 bottles of Jack Daniels on day 2, 6 on day 1, I am going to die.
I'm going sober on Wednesday.
But the nice thing is, I'm now yellow,
but
which is
I
kind of fun
been,
because of the liver problems.
Yes, but the last week, I know what this pain is, just because I've been stag for the last week and a half, right? Because Natalie's been in Pittsburgh.
No, so Natalie's
I've been
home gone.
Alone.
You haven't been stag.
Yeah, man, I've been stag.
You've been sitting on your couch. You've been stagnant.
Batch life.
No,
that's
okay.
Batch life. You,
no,
I know. I live like
no,
Kissel.
No, but going
I did.
Stag.
I ate. You know, just to feel what it would be like. Ooh, I'm single again. I ate a bunch of wings over the toilet, and I cried on my dog.
Well, that's fantastic.
Got him.
Yes.
Got
whatever.
Got his fucking ass.
Also, I have to clarify, single. Question mark?
Nice.
Thank
good
you.
Work. Honestly, that is big movement from you.
Big
you
movement.
Have, because I know, yeah, there are some movements There's some real movements happening in Kissel's private life, and it's really true. But this week, because Natalie's been gone, I got to watch all of the things that I can't watch in front of her.
So stag.
It's woo,
wow,
best
you're
life.
A bad boy.
I went, I got bone like marrow that. Pie. I went to Kiska.
You are so fucking disgusting.
Man, I ate so much gelatinous bone marrow, and I had such bad diarrhea. It was orange.
Why
it
did
was
you
incredible.
Eat bone marrow pie?
Because it's so good.
It's not good. Yeah, every time you eat food like that, you always come back with nothing but complaints.
Ooh, yeah.
And then a great description of the bowel that occurs after. I don't
it
think
was
you
like
enjoy
ate
it.
A bunch of crayons.
Who are you trying to impress?
Me.
So
future
you're just
me.
Trying to impress. No, you're trying to impress past you.
Cena.
No, you're trying
Cena
to.
Cena Gaznavi.
You're from Fraudsters.
Yes, because you went. Because we went. We got the bone marrow pie together, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I can't eat it alone. I would have eaten it by myself if I didn't think it was going to kill me.
He has a wife and a child at home.
She's looking for that insurance money.
You could have disrupted that entire family.
She wants it. She's looking for a shakeup. But this week, so what I did, right, is like, now that I'm in there, right, I get it there, I'm alone all day. Wendy, perfectly taken care of.
Sure.
Right? And I showed
I'm sure
Wendy.
She is.
I gave perfect so, shines of life to Natalie all week. She saw. She Great. Got a little haircut. She got her hair
I
dyed.
I did. She a new hair dye.
She wanted it.
I'm and sure she
cause,
did.
Because, you know, I didn't want to pay for it.
No.
It feels like it was more of a coalition of Natalie and Wendy that wanted it.
Okay, fantastic.
But it did cost quite a bit.
You don't have a friend do it? Our friend, we have so many great hairstylist friends.
No, you're talking about human hairstylists.
Is it different than a dog hairstylist?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Because it could snap and bite at you. I'm like, I mean, sometimes,
I'll snap and bite at a hairstylist right now.
Sometimes I do tell Lily, who does my hair, I tell her, don't get too close to the mouth. My haircut takes 5 minutes. It's
I know.
The saddest thing
and
in
it
the
costs
world.
You $500.
No, it's not that expensive. That's crazy. I would never do that. I'm not Pat Buchanan. Do you remember that when he was
I
running
do.
For president?
I do.
But so this week, I just wanted to list the movies I watched.
It was John Edwards.
No, Pat Buchanan.
Also,
I remember he had the fire haircut where he used the flaming sticks to cut his weird senator hair. But because I was alone, I got to watch a bunch of fucked up shit. I watched Crimes of the Future.
Okay.
Surgery is the new sex.
Surgery is the new sex?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a lot of licking open holes, but not the ones that were there before.
Oh, I see.
Not original holes.
Okay. Well, you know, to be honest, every time I have an open wound, Jerry, my beagle chihuahua attempts to lick the open wound.
Yeah,
so.
I don't like that either.
I stopped that from happening.
But yeah, same thing. I had a blister on my ankle, and Wendy was going to town.
It's like, get out of here. It's not mean. Well, that just goes to show you, as soon as we die, they're going to eat us.
Of course.
Okay, whatever.
They're getting a little taste. They're getting appetizers.
Absolutely. The taste for blood.
Then I watched Mad God. Dude.
Okay.
Phil Tippett, that did all the different animations for Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Jurassic Park. Like this guy, he created this inner world called Mad God. It's on Shudder, and it is fucking insane. There's a creature.
I'm livid that he took such a valid porn star name and just tried to make it mainstream. Phil Tippett?
Well, I think it's Tippett. But yeah, he's
just Tippett.
But he's this old man that was walking around, like, you know, like he was on set of these big, huge movies, and he was like at Jurassic Park and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know, but he was working on this passion project.
Do you think you could use the same technology to bring me back to my youth?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, we're bringing dinosaurs back.
Oh, cool. But he, like, walking around these big, classy Hollywood sets. Meanwhile, like, Mad God, it has a monster in it that has its asshole is shitting, and it has these two huge pendulous tits hanging from the bottom of its asshole, and it's shitting all over its own tits.
So it kind of like, sounds like a Dead Alive
it
creature.
Is. You'd love it.
I might like this.
It's really fucking good. But yeah, man, it's fucking nasty. And then the last one, as I saw, was The Sadness on Shudder.
Now, this is the one that you told me was devastating.
You really need to be in a specific mental place, because I don't even know if I could necessarily recommend it.
So eat a bowl of bone marrow.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Probably a little whiskey.
Oh, yeah, a lot of whiskey.
And then watch The Sadness.
The Sadness is so fucked up.
Is it just a mirror? You just sit there with a bone marrow plate and a bunch of whiskey, and you're like, and then there's just a timer. This is 90 minutes, and you're like, at least it's a short film.
Well, I just got to get through tonight and then get through tomorrow night and get through the tomorrow night, because I do deeply miss my wife.
I absolutely. Well, that's called going stag. Well, speaking of deeply missing, again, going back to Dave Davies, the Kinkstar, he's missing his boner. He says, the aliens, they told me I must not have sex, although I was able to walk normally. And then he says, my groin and pelvis became
numb. It's all numb.
But isn't that strange?
But he said that he could hear them, but it's weird.
Isn't that strange?
I feel like all of this I'm going to go on a limb and say that this is him trying to make up a convoluted reason why he had already emptied his balls without having sex with his girlfriend at the time, Nancy Evans, and why he was like, oh, Alien said I couldn't possibly have sex. Meanwhile, if she did the, let me smell your dick, and like went and tried to smell it. No, that actually he's being milked on the side because he didn't even get abducted by aliens. He just said they just called into his brain. It was just all telepathic communications. Yep. He says here, he's like, and where were the voices coming from? Were they floating close by? Or an alien force from many thousand miles away? Oh, began to feel their presence.
Fantastic.
He said he sent them smells. He said he got smells of fresh flowers, like jasmine and magnolia. I heard a fragrance so full, I felt like I could have scooped him up with a spoon.
Ugh. Oh, all right.
Is he British?
I have no idea what he is. He's a lead singer of the Kinks, so I'm assuming they have a good time. You know what? I would hook him up with this Mary Magdalene gal, because apparently she's also trying to have the world's fattest vagina.
Whoa.
And that's according to them there. They want to have the world's fattest vagina.
So amen. Good. God bless her. I'll take a look at it.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'll tell her. Yeah, he is English. He is from the UK. I actually didn't realize. And you tell her, you know what? Mary Magdalene, when and if you don't, actually, I want to help. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Sure.
Are you willing to help Mary Magdalene get the world's fattest vagina? I say we put some pillows in there.
Well, I mean, the searchers were already done. Anyway.
What? Well, do you have a picture of it?
Oh my goodness. Well, I guess I could look it up. Mary.
Oh yeah. I can't even imagine how pissed you could possibly find that. There's no way any one of your deep corner of the internet searches could possibly show.
Let me go to images here. Let me see. Oh yeah. There you go. You can kind of see it.
Whoa. Whoa. It looks like Homer Simpson fell down. Look at that.
It's a cozy little neck pillow there.
You really can just nestle up in there. That looks like a tiny home. Whoa.
Well, good for them. Anyway, Dave Davies, go get with Mary Magdalene. That's a match made in heaven.
I want to talk about, in more serious news, this is domestic terrorism, and we're going to find out what the hell is happening here. It's about the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes.
To talk a little bit on the Georgia Guidestones, and if you haven't looked it up, it is that we now know last week, one of the tablets of the Georgia Guidestones, which is essentially a series of statues that are built to resemble Stonehenge, and they are in the middle of rural Georgia. Elbert County, Georgia. They were started by a man, an anonymous man, went by the pseudonym Robert C. Christian, R.C. Christian.
Okay.
He had went to a place called the Elberton Granite Finishing Company. And he said that he was there.
It's a beautiful structure.
It is. It is very beautiful. And is on the behalf of a small group of what he called loyal Americans.
They came forward. Nothing can go wrong now.
It's interesting. He came forward. He commissioned the statue. The guys immediately were like, apparently at Elbert and Granite, they were mad at people who kept trying to come and source monuments from them. Because what they would do is, due to the thrifty and clever nature of the Georgian man, right? What they figured out was that tombstones, like in weddings, in funerals, if you label it a tombstone and not a statue, it's 10 times the cost.
Right. It's the same thing as an urn. An urn is nothing more than a fancy bowl. It's a bucket. That's
with a lid. And like they can charge you $1,500 for it because your grandma's in it.
You got a Ralph's around here? Like, that's from Big Lebowski.
That's Big Lebowski. But then he said he was sick of people buying quote-unquote monuments
and making them tombstones.
So originally, what he said to this guy was like, fuck you, fuck your monument. If you want your silly little monument, you got to give me 100 G's. And now this actually goes up to $361 in 2020.
Okay.
Right? And the guy said, okay, yeah, I'll pay 100 G's. So you're like, okay. So this anonymous group put up this series of tablets. Now, the reason why they are controversial is because they have a series of statements on there that are about to... And what the key is context. This group of quote-unquote loyal Americans, the reason why they put up this set of statues. Now, this was done in the 1980, I believe.
So this was done quite a while.
It was there for a long time. And in 1980, this was the height of the Cold War. Right. And the idea that we were growing up a little bit when we grew up, there was like a period of time where I know that we definitely did nuclear drills.
Oh, right? I mean, I'm 81, you're 83. I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, until the early 90s before it collapsed. I mean, the Cold War, it was still happening. It was kind of fun.
It gave a little bit of pep in your step.
It gave a little pep.
But So at the time, the idea that the world was just about to be wiped out in a nuclear war.
And I just read an article recently that says we're closer than ever. Because the doomsday clock, it ticked again towards doomsday. And I say, maybe we just don't move it. Maybe don't move it.
I want to meet the fucking Swedish bastard that keeps fixing that clock. And I want to hang it. All right? Quit fixing the clock.
How are we even doing a show when we know there's a doomsday clock? What are we even doing here?
It's called the ultimate... This is truly an exercise in futility, but
yes.
Like Sisyphus, you must find joy in your fruitless efforts.
I agree.
But the reason why these are controversial is because they thought that in a world that was destroyed by nuclear armaments, those that were left would have to rebuild society.
That would be true.
So they thought that when we put up these tablets, this could be the set, a good set of guidance or rules for that said society.
Okay.
And the thing that
It's a Ten Commandments of a sort.
Yes. And so those rules are: maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature.
Well, that's going to be difficult. Two. I mean, maybe that's what Dave Davies, maybe that's why he wasn't able to come, because he wanted to procreate a whole bunch. And everyone knows the lead singer of the Kinks, he can come.
We're going
to
talk about this, because this is the problem.
Okay.
So number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Technically, that's eugenics. Right?
Not the greatest.
No. Number three, unite humanity with a living new language. Esperanto turns its head again.
Oh, and right.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the Esperanto rise in like 1993?
Unfortunately, I think that the universal language won't be so verbal. I think it's going to be a series of grunts and NFTs and pictures. And I think emojis, ironically, as we go further into the future, we're becoming more like cave people.
Or the idea that I believe that symbols carry more information than words.
Have you tried?
Are empty helms.
Well, I can't wait when we go to China and you have to guide us everywhere.
No, because I'll just go, yum, yum, yum,
Oh, fat American. Oh, yeah, that's us. Thank you.
You understand.
You got it.
Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
Okay.
Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts.
But what if there's more than 500 million people and then there's 501 million people and then you got to kill that one?
I think it's more of a guidance.
I see.
Right? Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court.
I think that's fantastic.
Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite.
Okay.
Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature.
There's a lot of good points in there.
But there's kind of a yes. But conspiracy theorists who freak out about this shit, right? They get really mad about those first two things.
Obviously it's not happening.
But the idea of the NWO using some form of virus, some form of vaccine.
But do you think that the NWO is going to base any of their nefarious ideas on these rocks?
Well, this is what I'm saying is that it's interesting, because, and then the idea, eugenics is also bad, obviously.
Yeah,
it's bad. So like, I mean,
not if you're the Ball family. Because he did say Lonzo Ball, Leandro Ball.
I don't know.
Oh, this is a basketball reference.
What?
All three of his sons are in the NBA.
And their last name is Ball?
Is Ball. It works. And then their father, I'm blanking on his name. He's very, LeVar Ball. He said that he married his wife because of good genes. And then he said, I'm guaranteed these kids are going to be in the NBA. And everyone's like, okay, you sound a little aggressive. But all three kids are in the NBA.
He did it.
But that wasn't eugenics on a gnat. That was his own nuts saying, I know what I want to do.
He was his own Dr. Mengele.
He was.
So people get upset, but it's more about the gestalt entire feeling. The leitmotif of this is the idea that we are supposed to be living in harmony with nature, and we have extended ourselves too far. And
that's why I like going camping. I love that idea.
But the reason why we have obliterated ourselves is because we have went too far trying to control everything. But the problem is conspiracy theories, they read this and they say, like, NWO, they're going to lessen the population.
They're going to fuck with our DNA.
They're going to do all of this shit. So it's like, but the problem is, every single time you convince a group of people, right? Like, it's, they accuse a bunch of people because they said that these were the Ten Commandments of the Antichrist, and that
Antichrist.
Satan was leading this. And
the guy's last name is Christian.
It's fake, and technically he was basing it off the Rosicrucians, which I also think is very interesting.
Hmm.
But the guy every single person I read that was protesting the Georgia Guidestones were like, I'm good, you know. There was witches. They went, witches go and take pictures of it, which I know because dude, Natalie did do it. Yeah, Natalie sure. did do a very sassy photo shoot in front of the Georgia Guidestones, and it's great.
It's a monument. It's like anything else.
But it's this thing where people freak out. But the thing is that they accuse us of doing all of this shit. It's kind of like Pizzagate or all these various stuff. They broadly accuse a bunch of people being Satanist, lizard, pedophile cabal members, all this kind of shit. And the people that are accused don't do anything because it's not true. It's mostly just everybody's trying to make money. Right, for the most part, anybody that's on that just, other side is trying to make money. To be honest,
it sounds like a nice place to bring a date, to have a little, you can have some snacks, it's a little wine, lovely. A little sandwiches.
It's lovely. It's a calendar. It marks the sun. Like, it actually Perfect. Shows the high, the when the sun is at its peak, when it's at its lowest.
Well, you know,
but when they then explode things, the problem is that they are the ones that went and made it hyper-violent, right?
Well,
they went
of course.
And exploded it and did a terrorist action instead of saying, like, protesting it like a normal person just writing a thing about it or building your own monument, like doing this thing that you can depose against it, where really it's an art piece that someone came and exploded.
It's a rock that has been chiseled in it a series of different letters that we have then formulated into having some kind of meaning. And also, again, they just infer all of this stuff, I'm assuming, out of pure and utter boredom.
Yes.
This has actually gotten
stupidity
so...
and malice. You forget sometimes stupidity and malice are both. And then the idea to show you will blow your shit up.
Yes. Also,
and you won't clap back at us.
Some people have tried to use it as a political campaign. Candace Taylor. Total failure. They received 3.5% of the vote. Yeah, just a little bit more than I received. But you know what? Who cares? I had a message and I got my message out. And now Eric Adams has proven me right. So apparently there was a gubernatorial campaign website for Candace Taylor, a Republican who on her platform said that they were going to destroy the Georgia Guidestones. Now, I'm going to tell you this again, why she's so stupid. Guaranteed haunting. If you destroy the Georgia Guidestones, it is a guaranteed gateway to hell.
Oh, very much so. Because it was definitely built by people. They also said that there was a time capsule underneath it. There was none. They exploded up and they dig it all. They couldn't find anything.
So she says that the stones are satanic. Again, they're stones.
This is the problem. And, is that they're not. Like, I just feel the guys that built it specifically said that they were a Christian organization.
And then they say that they that her all of her rhetoric or all of her rhetoric may have inspired a bombing. So there you go.
But it's really scary. I feel like that's the problem. That's why it's serious.
It's a beautiful little thing.
It was just an art piece, and it was really just about living in nature, living with nature and allowing room for nature, or just this idea that maybe humankind is it all it's cracked up to be, and that we need to think about our actions. It's just the fact that they're willing to go to blow it up just shows that we're striking a chord in a way that's not good.
I guess it worked. Well, speaking of blowing up, we must mention this. Is it a little hacky? Sure, but you know what? We're not above that. Gwyneth Paltrow loved her in Shakespeare in Love.
Talk about her as the most sexual
She was the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
More than Rose McGowan.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
More than Lisa Bonet.
Oh, yes.
But Halle Berry, you know, I always think it was Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
Yeah, but that entire movie is her. It's about a beauty. I just can't
jerk off. But that one scene. Yeah, you can't jerk off to it, but you do.
You can jerk off to Shakespeare in Love because she's being unraveled. And then it's beautiful. And then she reveals herself to me, an 11-year-old Ben Kissel in the bedroom. And I say, thank you.
And then
the woman says, she's been plucked, but not by you. And I said, yes, that's right. I plucked her.
And it's weird because then in a way, it's like she molested you from afar.
Isn't that bizarre? So she also ends up having to explain what's going on with her goop candle. This is the one that smells like her pussy, I think.
Yes. It cracks. Have you smelt it? Have you ever lit one?
No, they didn't have smell-o-vision yet.
No, but have you ever lit one? Have you ever been in and smelt it? Has someone lit it?
No. How lonely would I have to be if I bought
it? I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't buy it.
If
it'd
I
be
bought
weird
a
if
series,
you bought it. Yeah,
yeah, be like,
weird.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
Because you'd have to lick it, Mary.
Yeah, I'm alone a lot, but I got this candle that smells like a pussy.
That's weird.
I was
in a room when it was melted. It's kind of nice.
Two men were hospitalized.
Chris Martin, huh?
Two men were hospitalized after they sustained burns. At Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop store in Long Island. Now, am I going to say that these guys pulled a little Michael Jackson during the Pepsi commercial and had a bit of hair product in their hair that may have become flammable?
Oh.
It is Long Island. And as we know with the Joel Rifkin series,
dude,
not always. let's just say they're chemical.
Did I ever tell you that story about my dad? He was at a bar with this woman and she was doing like a bar trick where she was like, oh, guys, everybody get around. Yeah. I don't know if I told this on the show or not.
Yes, I remember
but
this
everybody
one.
Come around. I'm going to show you this ability that I can do.
And oh, she this said, is awesome. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And they put a mirror up and what she did was just like, if we light these candles and I look in the mirror, I will show you and I will say that. I forgot what the sentence was. We turn old in the mirror and we can see what we look like when we're old.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
And all the dudes hang out. They're like, all right, yeah, fucking do whatever. She lit the candles. As she looked over to look in the mirror, set her whole fucking head on fire. And my dad said that was the funniest single thing he'd ever seen in his life.
Well, your dad did have a good sense of humor. So the two men told police that rubbing alcohol had been placed in some of the candles in the store. So
oh,
it looks like
sabotage.
We have ourselves a Long Island sabotage.
This is terrorism.
It could be. One man suffered from large burns on his back and ears, and he was flown by helicopter to Stony Brook Hospital. So these are serious burns. One dude had facial burns. According to the police, they say they've never seen anything like this. According to Austin J. McGuire, he says, I've never seen like anything like this in the 26 years I've been working as a police officer.
That's the worst. All right. It's a fire at a store.
He didn't say it was the worst thing. He just said he's never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's just a fire at a store that had a bunch of pussy candles in it.
Yeah.
A
Goop representative did say the information about the rubbing alcohol and candles is factually incorrect.
What?
They said
you're already disproving it.
Yep, they said this was an accidental fire in connection with a s'mores station at the Goop store last Saturday. So apparently they were making s'mores at the Goop store because nothing sounds more fun than eating a bunch of s'mores that are surrounded by the smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Well, is it not like one of those workplace activities that you're probably forced to do because they're like,
making
everybody
s'mores?
Loves this. We're having s'mores day and you come to the conference room at 4 p.m. because
it's
you're doing
highly
s'mores.
Dangerous.
Deborah has brought the marshmallows. I have brought the graham crackers.
Who brought the Hershey's?
You were supposed to.
God fucking, let me go make some in the bathroom real quick. No, s'mores are not, this is a camping thing for a reason, because if you light yourself on fire, you jump into the river.
Well, it's also, it's weird, you kind of do it over a campfire, open flame, you know, like you
I like get, to get my marshmallows on fire, I like it to be real
dude,
crispy.
Yeah, I like
it
charred, and then you go in there, but I've also seen them with a blowtorch if you're fancy. That's if you're fancy,
a
that's like
fancy.
A chef and shit.
A
honestly,
fancy.
I like it over a fire.
Yeah, that's
or
how
for
it's
nice,
supposed
like,
to
you
go.
Know, break up a bunch of, like, traffic cones.
Sure.
Set that fire out there with a bunch of petrol.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Get there, really get into it. Really smell America.
Well, you really want to be able to smell the diesel. So, yeah, the representative for Goop says, we're wishing them a speedy recovery. And they're grateful that there were not additional injuries. But they say no candles were in use at the time of the accidental fire. But it seems to me like we have ourselves a traditional Goop cover-up.
Also, it just sort of kind of like feels that, yeah, exactly. That's lawyers. That's lawyer talk.
That's lawyer talk.
Because she's covering that up. She doesn't want to talk about how maybe dangerous her pussy is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. Well, speaking of campfires and s'mores, just really quickly, I don't know if anyone saw what happened over the July 4th weekend, but also hot dogs, aren't they good to be cooked?
No.
So they are good to be cooked. Do you like them cold?
I've eaten many cold.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because we used to do this bit in Murder Fist, yeah. Where I used to like just chow down on a bunch of
Did
hot
you
dogs.
Just like write sketches to have an excuse to eat during a show?
No, but no, it was weird though because we would get the hot dogs. It was this hot dog salesman, it was Chad, and we would do this thing with hot dogs.
Yes.
Thing, and there was this one bit that I timed it out that I had to eat this whole hot dog on stage. But they're all just like super room temp hot dogs,
they
just
were so
straight
gross.
From the bag, man. I used to eat them just straight out of the package. It's like rough, man. I ate a bunch of those. I don't think I got prions from it, but I don't think it made me like, probably why I lost a chunk of hair.
Everything that you had consumed in your body, the hot dog was probably sent to a weird hell it never even knew existed.
Yes.
It was like, what is this, beer and me weird amounts of
bone marrow.
So obviously Joey Chestnut, he's an American icon. We're not going to get into really the ins and outs of the protester, but there was a dude, he came on stage in a Darth Vader mask. Now, the thing that's so interesting about this is Joey Chestnut then choked out this dude and
mid hot dog consumption choked out a guy,
and he was still able to win the Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
He's
now
still one. 63 hot dogs.
63
hot
dogs.
But he says, unfortunately, though, that's the fewest he's eaten in one sitting since 2015.
He had to choke somebody out in the middle, and the person had a sign that said, expose Smithfield's Death Star. Now, of course, factory farming, it can be very nefarious and very bad.
Well, they think that's what it's referring to is factory farming in Smithfield at the time. They think that that's what the sign is investment to. But honestly, you know, you better be careful if you get in that. Look at, you could see the lunge.
Well,
look at Joey Chestnut with that reach.
I'm seeing the reach.
And I actually do think that it's, unfortunately, the protester is fairly small.
They got to send their big guy out. You've got to send your big guy out.
At first, I was kind of more impressed with this story. And now when I'm looking at the neck of the protester, I think that the protester is very small. And that Joey Chestnut actually didn't do a heck of a lot to attack this person.
Yeah.
I just feel maybe Joey Chestnut went too far.
I don't know.
Could have just pushed him off the stage.
I mean, this is his big time to shine. I know. The protest kind of didn't really do what it was intended to. But of course, you know, if you are a person who is of a, you know, vegetarian or someone who really loves the pigs, and I do love pigs, I can see the hot dog eating competition being a prime time event for a little protest.
I'm the same age as him, 38 years old.
And you know, he's yoked because he's not super fat. So he has to like channel all of that food into something. Although,
he doesn't look good though.
Our friend Barry Rothbart made a fantastic documentary on competitive eating. And sad but true, I always wondered, what do they do afterwards? They just work it up.
Yeah, they throw it all up.
And also our friend Nadia White, who's doing some fantastic stuff. I think she's working with Bang Bros.
Yeah, she's doing a bunch of shit.
And she's really making herself known in the porn world. But you just gotta work it up.
I know, but if you look at his, he's not looking good.
What do you mean?
Look at his face, man.
He just ate 63 hot dogs.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't look good.
Have you ever seen Michael Jordan after the flu game where the Utah Jazz, they poisoned him? It wasn't the flu, it was food poisoning. But he didn't look good either.
They think it's different.
It's different.
All right. Over under. When does Joey Chestnut die? What age? When's the age? There's no way he makes it past 50.
If Artie Lang outlives him,
get his blood. We need to get Artie Lang's blood, first of all.
Yeah, that is a fact. I can't believe that he's still alive. No, I think
he's sad too. Artie Lang is sadder than everybody else.
No, he's happy.
All of his friends are dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's like Johnny Rotten.
Oh.
But anyway, no, he's doing great. He says that he loves not having a nose because then he can't commit suicide via drugs. Anyway, so with Joey Chestnut, I feel like his heart is so used to nitrates, much like how your father can't quit smoking.
Yes, or the doctors say that.
Or if you're like a true alcoholic, they say if you're going to quit, like you got to be real careful.
You got to do it in stages.
I think if he just stopped today.
He might die.
So the nitrates.
Or do you think he'll just age really fast all at once? If all of the leave his system, he might just slow, like at the end of fucking Indiana Jones, where he just like slowly becomes an old man.
Now that I think about it, if I have to eat one person, it's going to be bologna. It's going to be him. It's going to be bologna Chestnut.
What?
Because his meat. It's going to taste just like it's out of a bag.
I think he might not ever rot.
ScienceStoriesLPHotel@gmail.com. Truly, is it possible if you eat food that doesn't go bad, full of nitrates?
McDonald's hamburgers.
Will you not go bad?
I feel like that's what they'd like us to think. Like Monsanto hopes that.
Monsanto.
But if you look at, you know what? No, and big ups to Joey Chestnut, please.
They
you know
win.
What I mean? Well, we were here. We're rooting for you. I want you to take care of yourself, Joey Chestnut. I want you to go in there and you need to think about this. You need to look at it. It's like the people who get out of football before they can properly get CTE.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about how long am I going to be in this sport and what's going to be left behind.
Okay.
For the little chestnuts.
Oh,
he might be sterile at this point, though.
Again, or does he have super potent sperm? He can't do these every day.
I'm looking at him. He's got a wife.
Yes, he does. I believe he has a wife that is petite.
Oh, look at that. Nesli Rikasa. He right before he won in 2014, he got engaged on stage. Yes. Man, he runs that fucking place, doesn't he?
Oh, and she's a little cutie pie, and they probably have a couple of little hot dogs in the oven themselves.
Do you think his cum tastes like mustard?
I bet you it tastes fantastic. And again, I bet you his blood tastes great.
It's
kind of a ketchup-related blood. And then, of course, the meat itself, I mean, I could just see it going through the grinder. I could see it tasting amazing. And to be honest, I bet you that he wants to be turned into a series of little hot dogs when he dies. And then everyone at the funeral has to have a little hot dog in his memory.
I think that I hope he lives more than that.
He will.
But I will put it on in Vegas. I'm going to bet $500 that he's not going to live past 50.
Can we bet that in Vegas? Oh my God. I can't wait to see everyone at PsychoFest, by the way.
Maybe PsychoFest. And we're going to do a little different for PsychoFest.
We have an hour time slot.
It's midnight.
So we're not going to do anything that involves too many words.
Or any
kind of like, I hope you enjoy this creative joke telling structure that I'm about to do.
No one's going to hear anything. We're going to fuck you up.
It's just going to be a series of disgusting images with us talking over them. Can't wait. But anyway, in Vegas, we'll figure out if we can bet on that.
Live from your grave.
Ah, HelloFresh. How do I love thee? I honestly love HelloFresh. We eat it every week. I cut up them vegetables. I get them chives. I use the extra sour cream that sometimes they throw in there. And I lap it up. Because I love when groceries show up without me taking my feet to the grocery store. Choose from over 55 weekly options, including meals from the Taste of Summer series. Oh, like the Old Bay shrimp and sausage boil. It's fun to do. Get your whole family around the grill. You know, I like it. There's foolproof, and I should know, because all I try to do, man, I get the whole breakdown and the step-by-step recipes, sure. And yeah, it's supposed to generate a joyful cooking experience, but I try to culture jam it, right? I mean, like, oh, I can do this my own way, right? I'm an independent woman, right? I can do this shit, but guess what, man? They're always correct. They're doing it right, because I add a bunch of extra stuff, which is my liberty, you know, as an American. Right? I can do that. But they are actually correct. If you do read how they prepare it, you should actually listen to HelloFresh. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant. And it's 100% lonelier. But at the same time, it's fun to do. I love HelloFresh. We travel a lot with the show. It's just nice to be able to come home to fresh groceries and be able to bang out healthy meals at night when you're super tired and you don't have to think about generating a recipe on your own. I'm no Rachel Ray, right? So I don't have to do this on my own. So thank you so much, HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/LastPod16 and use code LastPod16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/LASTPOD16 and use code LASTPOD16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes, Three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
All right. Well, there's another story here that I found interesting. Speaking of, I guess, sort of health-related things.
Oh, my God. I was going to talk about this whole thing about the breakdown of exactly what happens if you eat a gecko and why it kills you so fast.
Oh, let's do that.
Apparently, you get salmonella first,
okay,
right, which is treatable. You can treat it just secondly. You just get IV, a liquid.
That's not good, though.
But apparently, they were explaining that, our balls, they come out our guts. Right?
Yeah.
Try to see if this is correct, guys.
No, I remember that because that one person had a bunch of liquids in their balls and they were coming out
of
their asshole.
That's what we were saying. We were trying to figure out is because that's why you get sick to your stomach if you get kicked in the nuts, because it's all connected, which is why the liquid went, why the guy's balls were filled with all the liquid.
Why don't we asked boys the question, learn the guy, anything about their bodies? Because girls, I feel like they know everything about their bodies, but then boys are just like, I got balls. And then I just found out they were connected to my tummy.
That would be sex education.
Isn't that something?
And that would be like a whole thing that we could receive. But instead, we're taught that every drop of cum is the most special pearl of gold.
I don't think I was taught that.
No, because I tell you what, I've left quite a bit by the roadside.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah, it was really just that. I just didn't know that it was attached to the balls were attached to the stomach and it all leaks through and that's why his balls are all full of it. And they said a bunch of other stuff that was really, really fucking bad. And they said that the main problem was that once you start vomiting green,
okay,
they're saying that means you are, what they say, if a doctor says you're sick, that means you're just about to die. That is a doctor's version of sick. So if you start vomiting green, that's real bad. That means
what's
something's blocking. That's bile, straight bile's coming out of you. So something blocking it going out the bottom. So it's coming out the top and it's not supposed to do that.
Oh.
And then it's also apparently like all the colors that your fluids are
right
should be the original colors. That is like what I've learned a lot here.
What are the original colors?
What do you mean? Pee-pee should be a type of yellow.
Sure.
Your spit should be clear.
Uh-huh.
Cum should be white.
Sure.
Your pussy should be on you.
Yep.
Or you could rip off you. Who knows?
I don't know.
Dookie needs to be straight up brown.
Straight brown, unless, like, of course, you have too much seaweed salad, in which case it can come out green.
But these are the things where these things, this is the blood should be red. And if it's not, it's bad. Because if it's not.
I don't think that changes the color of blood.
I don't think it does.
No.
But when the person's pee-pee was black, that's when it's also like,
what's going on here?
It's not good because it's not, it shouldn't be.
It should not be.
It should be yellow. And look, well, or clear. I like to do it. I hope to. That's when I like it, when I can get it clear.
Yeah.
And I know that's when I'm like, pleased with myself.
Well, that's the Bud Light processing system. That's the Brita of the body. The Bud Light just makes it all nice and clear.
That's why you do it.
Yeah.
I just thought you liked the taste of fucking bullshit.
I like the taste of Bud Light when it's very, very cold, because then you can't taste it at all. Well, anyway, that's interesting. So don't eat a gecko. Don't eat anything.
Don't eat a fucking gecko.
I'm talking to you, Henry.
I would never eat. I don't like lizard. I've had alligator and I don't like it.
No, I didn't like it.
I guess I don't know.
Well, you know my rule is if it can kill me in real life, I just don't particularly care to eat it. And also with the sea creatures, I don't want shark.
No
shark.
I feel bad about shark.
I feel bad about octopus.
I am on paper. I'm not supposed to eat octopus, not in front of Natalie, because we have an arrangement.
That she wants to be attracted to you in some fashion?
No, she's just saying they're too smart to eat. And so she said, don't eat octopus anymore.
You don't think that's just a smokescreen?
We used to eat pulpo all the time. I used to love a nice, with a balsamic. Pulpo.
Pulpo?
It's called, that's what octopus is.
It's called pulpo?
Pulpo. And then I like it with a nice balsamic reduction on
it's disgusting.
Very good. Very,
no,
very good.
Your wife doesn't, I mean,
she
I don't
liked
know.
It.
I don't want. No,
she
God,
ate it.
No.
We ate it together.
Okay.
Many times.
I don't care.
She's the one that, she was the one who says, like, oh, if they win, I want to be on the right team. And I was like, no. They need to fucking be put in the right fucking place. Because if they want to be on top of the food chain, bro.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're not even close.
They're not.
No,
so
I know.
So if you want to be, you better come from the fucking king, dog. And guess what? You come for the king, you best not fucking miss, dude.
Well, I don't
so
think
I do
that they would.
So I do sometimes eat it when I'm alone.
Well, that is, again, going stag.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, well.
Single, but not really. I'm just alone.
I kind of want to talk about this story. There's a dude. His name is Duncan Alexander Burrell Gordon. He was 20 years fun. Now, he was missing since early May. Now, this took place in Spartanburg County. Spartanburg County coroner Rusty Clevenger, which I think is one of the better coroner names I've ever heard in my entire
life.
Yeah,
Rusty Clevenger.
Rusty Clevenger, which is just fantastic. He's a coroner.
Yeah, champion.
So this guy was missing, and everyone's like, now, where the fuck did Duncan go?
Yeah, where is Duncan?
It turns out he may have fell into a shredding machine in an upstate recycling center and obviously died. This is according to Rusty Clevenger. He said small pieces of the human body were found around the machine. Duncan Alexander Burrell Gordon was working on it at the Industrial Recovery and Recycling Center in Greer. The coroner's office was called in on June 10th, almost a month after Gordon went missing. Tissue has been found on the conveyor belt, by the Spartan County Sheriff's Office and tested, and it indeed matched the DNA.
They said that left was left of him was 2 ounces of material.
Oh my. So the machine in question had been checked 3 times before the coroner's investigation arrived at the plant. This is a little bit older.
That's kind of like when I look for my keys, and every once in a while I just check the fridge just in case I was so stoned I put them in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that type of thing where you're like, we might as well check the grinder. Things go in there all the time.
Right. So the Gordon, again, the dude who fell in, he was on top of the machine at the time he went missing. And the room includes several machines that are noisy, but it just feels like...
Where did that ground recycling material go?
Well, that's the thing, because it took like a long time for them to realize, like, where could he have gone?
Oh, no. Kissel, I have a recycled plastic bottle.
No!
Are you in there? Are you telling me?
Honestly.
Gordon, are you in there?
It's a great horror movie premise.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, Sheriff, they're going to kill the president. Like, he knows that they're going to kill the president, right? Like, he has firsthand knowledge, but then he falls in the recycling center. It's like, oh, maybe he got pushed in. Now he's a lone traveling water bottle who knows that the assassination of the president is imminent.
It worked
and he's
got to
tell somebody.
Well, I mean, if I'm sure the president drinks water, bottled water. So
do you think
he'd,
honestly, if I was president, the only thing I'd drink is out of a secret service man's mouth. I'd be like, you going to mama bird me. And it's like, oh, y'all, give me that fucking milk. Well, I drink his fucking milk, dude. Be like, fuck all you fucking pieces of shit trying to make me drink oat milk. I'm a fucking weak. I'm president of the goddamn United States. I'm a bomb worm. Give me milk.
So the machine has been shut down and turned back on multiple times, and 60,000 pounds of plastic material has been processed since Gordon jumped in and died.
Cleavenger
said in a news release.
Wait, they say jumped in.
I mean, he fell in. I mean,
I don't think he wanted to go like that.
We never know what someone who works in recycling wants, do we?
What if he's trying to show that they don't really check and we don't know what happens in a recycling center?
I think he did prove that because I don't think they did check because it seemed like he was like a month before they were like, he just went missing. We have no idea where he went.
What's these braces?
Weird.
They're not supposed to be in there. Well, you can't recycle braces. Hey, you can't recycle a human foot.
You can, apparently.
Someone needs to get a ticket.
Cleavenger, again, the perfectly named coroner, says, I can confirm the material is consistent with human fat.
Well, let me try some. Right. Yeah, that's human fat.
Fantastic. Microscopically minute particles of skin and small pieces of bone.
Man, that's fucking so scary. That's so scary.
Also, Cleavenger said they can't issue a death certificate because there's no body.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But there is. I mean, there's enough evidence. His body is all over the goddamn... It's all over the place.
What are we doing for the funeral? We just going to put him in a jelly jar?
Oh,
and then
man.
Just throw him in a big old... Because that's what I would do, honestly. Because I know if I'm his father, I'm going to be like, if we're paying for a goddamn grave, it's going to be 6 feet deep. And they're all like, no, sir. There's only enough to fucking fill a couple of ketchup packets. And he's been like, there's enough for him to legally travel on a plane in a condiment bottle. Yeah. And he's just like, no. And we are digging a whole grave from what used to be my whole son. And then all of a sudden, now you got everybody in there digging and digging and digging.
Well, maybe
and you just throw this fucking Altoids canister filled with used to be a dude.
Maybe you get one of those large male sex dolls and put the DNA in him and then bury that. And then that's close enough.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Actually, Kissel, that's a really good idea.
Is it?
Like corpse stunts. Stunt corpses where it's like, all right,
let's say... Your kid lose both of his legs in an accident. You want both of those legs
back?
You
want them legs?
Yeah.
Okay. You fucking... That's a cool idea. You fucking... Everybody that was never found in 9/11. We could do a whole funeral for them. We got to get in the ground business now. But no. But like, we could do a one with they get in the body. Is that bad? SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
I bet you, honestly, to be honest... I bet you that they do have reconstructive surgery for corpses open casket.
No, that is true. I know that for a second. Sure. No, I watched it because in high school we had a teacher who was having sex with one of his students and he blew his fucking brains out in a public park bathroom and then they reconstructed. Like they insisted on an open casket because he did the thing where he was like gone up to the roof of his mouth.
I would close the casket on that.
Yeah, man,
one.
They put a whole like...
He killed himself in the school's bathroom?
The public park next to the school.
Whoa,
he went and he fucking blew
mama.
His whole top of his fucking head off. And it was like, but the thing is, honestly... When they put the whole thing back, he just looked like
a nightmare.
It's not going to work.
No,
it's not going to work.
He just, he looked like, he just, it's a plastic face.
Coroners are in, they are not in the business of reconstruction, perhaps.
They are, though.
I mean, they are, but also, like, they're ghouls.
Side stories, so, lpotl@gmail.com. No, I'm throwing it to them because I know we have coroners.
I love coroners. We're all going to need one one day.
We are, absolutely. And we have plenty of people that work in the morgue industry in our, that are listeners. I know that for a fact.
I know.
Because I actually wonder, what is that conversation like? Because especially like, because he died in shame. First of all, dude died in shame because he was being investigated for having sex with a child.
Which I'm going to believe he did, given the fact he shot himself.
He definitely did. He absolutely did. We all knew it because I knew the girl, which is all very sad. But then, like, what's the conversation? Like, you have a bunch of people insisting, like, no, I want to see his face, damn it.
You can put him back together.
And just been like, what if you just have to, like, I don't know, I want a death mask.
That'd be cool.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a hole in touch. Like, get in touch with us. We're going to start the stunt corpses thing. We're going to start buying these bodies. Because I feel like if we can
expensive.
But if we can get a good supplier for silicone, we get the bodies. And then you can customize your new stunt corpse for anything you want. Like, let's say your grandma, like, her plane sunk in the Atlantic. Can't get to her fucking body anymore, right? Right. Get eaten by a bunch of fish. Now you can get your grandma exactly how you always want her, with big, huge, double D tits, and you can dress her up however you like her at any age you want her to be. I think that'd be fun and nice.
All right, fantastic. Anyway, you don't want your tissue to be found on a conveyor belt.
No.
Because then things have gone horribly, horribly wrong.
It's very scary that honestly. Oh, the masked man is back in London.
Is he really?
That popped up. He popped up several times, and they always have this like fucking big old response to him. Everybody always freaks out about the gimp suit man. I don't know why they're so freaked out, because I've always wanted one. I want a big gimp suit because they're fun.
Okay. Is that like a sexual thing or just kind of a fun thing?
No, because I have too many hairs.
It would be painful.
I really have to be careful with zippers and leather.
Yes.
Because it all gets caught.
I would believe it.
It all gets caught. And I'm just like, I really just can't. Because like right now, if you look at this GIMP costume bodysuit, I just want to see how much this costs. $56.
Okay.
I can't be a good one, though.
No, that can't be a good one. I
want GIMP suit costs. I want genuine
latex.
Leather.
Yeah, genuine leather or latex. You want to, and honestly, you don't. You want to splurge on this. This is a once in a lifetime.
I mean, obviously, you're going to wear it.
I would say $1,500.
You're
going to
wear it your wedding night. You're going to wear it on your funeral.
Which might be the same night.
Maybe this mask. This full mask here, this $94. So
it looks like the Riddler character from the Batman.
This sleep suit is only $75. Actually, maybe I can make me live my... This is scary. I don't like the sleep. But no. I always wanted the GIMP suit so that I could answer the door in it.
Also, that's on Etsy. I don't want to buy my GIMP suit from Etsy.
Why?
I don't know.
It's handcraft.
Yeah.
Made from... Where do you want it from? Big GIMP suit?
Yeah.
You want to get it from you want it from Jeff Bezos?
I just don't want it from someone's personal GIMP collection.
Well,
I don't know. Did they wear it before?
No, I'd like it to be brand new.
Yeah, brand new. I mean, this is personal stuff here.
Look at this executioner's hood, though. Isn't that kind of cute?
That is kind of fun.
That's cute. Yeah. I could wear that around, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to... Because remember I was trying to get into snoods during when we were doing the Black Plague? And I couldn't find a proper snood. Like a little medieval hat.
Yeah.
I couldn't find one.
Well, there you go. That's how they got Kane's mask from WWE.
What?
They went to a kink store in New York City. They specialize in leather and latex, and that's who made the OG Kane mask. But of course, as we've learned, Glenn Jacobs is much scarier.
But it's just
without the mask.
What I don't understand, it's just a guy walking around in a GIMP suit. Like, it's not that scary. He's just a guy.
That's
a
whole other thing, buddy.
You should be used to it at this point.
Yeah, people do whatever folks want to do.
Right? He's just walking around. Technically, see, this is a real one. Here we go. This is $525. But no, it's the restraint thing. I want to be able to go move like Spider-Man if I'm in it.
Well, it's an entirely different thing.
Leather bed sheets. Ugh.
That just cannot be comfortable.
What is that? Leather bed sheets. That's got to be very, that's rough. And that's got to fucking be sticky.
Yeah.
What is that even worth?
That's probably good for your squirter-like games and all. But I can't imagine
you sleep
on it.
Leather? You ruin the leather. Don't you want rubber for that?
I don't know enough about that. I just...
But, when do you bust out the rubber sheets?
I save all of that for the hotel rooms and don't worry about it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, because honestly, in the end, because leather cat suits. These cat suits are kind of cool. Yeah, $595.
Well,
the cat suits are
nice.
That's cool. That's sexy, though.
A roast as dark as the night, perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
All right. Well, just lastly, as far as stories go, cops in Flagstaff, I believe this is Arizona. These guys are assholes. Anyway, they went undercover for an operation. The name of the operation was Operation High Country Hydra, which is bullshit.
For what?
They were trying to figure out if these massage parlors are jerk-off joints.
Oh, and guess what? Let me guess. They were to investigate it.
They were investigating.
They were getting jerked off. The investigation.
These guys really wanted it. So they went in and they immediately took their pants off and then they allowed themselves to be fondled 8 different times. Oh, I wonder.
Is this a crime? How is this a crime?
How difficult is this to do? And they were investigating human trafficking, sex trafficking, and what they call prostitution.
So they just wanted to see how effective.
When the investigation was complete, not a single trafficking victim had been identified. However, these guys, they did just arrest 13 people, again, after these officers went in there and completely and utterly tricked these people and basically just got jerked off in the name of the law. So anyway, another great story about how you can't trust anyone.
But sometimes, you know. Maybe it helps if you jerk off a cop, he won't shoot you in the head.
Yeah, according to Officer Eberhardt, he says, as soon as I got aroused, that's when I immediately started asking about the money and how much. And like I said, and then he said, I've never done one of these, so I was fairly nervous and I didn't know where to stop it. So I was trying to stop it quickly. What a fucking asshole.
I said, nothing. That's an idea.
Let people get jerked off.
He's like, I'll know if it's a crime if I get hard.
Oh, God.
I know. Now, well, this is obviously a crime. This went from a massage. Meanwhile, it's just at the very top of the massage. She's just massaging his head and his shoulder. So, well, this is a crime because obviously my crime detector is going off.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, the officers are being investigated. Because they are total and complete assholes.
Well, yeah, of course. Absolutely. I guess so. I will say, Kissel, there's an opportunity for you to have a hero human of the week.
I know.
Human hero of the week.
All right. I might do it this time. Let me see here. Where is my human?
Where is my human?
Where is my human?
I'm so lonely. My name is Ben Kissel. Where is my human? I will have to make one myself. Robot girlfriend, will you be my robot girlfriend? Well, shut you off when you talk. Turn you on when I'm horny. You go to sleep forever, robot girlfriend.
Terrence Taylor. So 3 kittens were saved from a trash. Been there. So anyway, so a dude at the Weedle State Sanitation, he was a Weedle Sanitation. I hope they do a little bit more than that. They were filling in for a colleague and they were doing a run. And then they were like, it was around 8 a.m. And then they were like, whoa, what's going on here? When they heard a muffled noise coming from the back of the truck, right? They're like, something like that. Initially, Taylor
thought, that would be really weird if it was like, hey, we're trapped in here.
The trash is talking. Let's smush it again.
That's called a late term abortion.
Initially, Taylor thought it was a smoke detector submerged under the water. Don't know why, but not familiar with the sound.
No.
Well, it wasn't. And he says, okay, in our business, people throw smoke detectors away all the time. But something was going different here. Something was wrong. So he moved a bag and then he said, all right, there's something going on here. And then he said, one of his thoughts was, oh my God, I'm going to start digging. And then he's also going to start filming, which is also why I don't necessarily love making him hero of the week, because sometimes you can do stuff that's not off camera. That's good.
But then wouldn't know if he's hero of the week.
But then he could go to bed knowing that he is.
I mean, I actually
do believe.
As opposed
to sort of being made fun of, but also not being made fun of on a show with 2 jackasses.
You would have no clue how many good things I do.
Taylor discovered the first kitten and placed him in the truck. Upon returning to the truck, he found a second kitten and a small female. A kitten. They just say female, but I'm assuming it's also a kitten.
Because I would have led with the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know how people love cats. At that point, he ended up putting his phone down as he had a hunch there could be another one in there. So Taylor said he took out nearly all the trash that was in the back of his truck, and he found a third kitten in the water. So that's
that's really great.
And he swept through the water to make sure there was nothing else in there. But at this point, the truck was completely empty. And the homeowner provided Taylor with a box and a blanket. And Taylor made a quick detour to his home, where his fiancée, Jenna Gingrich, was able to give the kittens a bath and some TLC.
That's very sweet. That's so nice, see?
Nice. Right now, they're too young to be adopted, so they're just in a foster home. And they'll probably be in a foster home until about 10 to 12 weeks or when they reach 3 pounds, and then they can get spayed or neutered and then adopted out. So they're going to be kind of pimped out there.
See, that's nice. Don't you feel good?
Taylor notes that he and Gingrich would likely have taken the kittens themselves, but they have their own cat. So
kind of dampens it a little bit. But at the same time, it's nice.
Yeah, and their cat is currently pregnant.
Whoa, from who?
This is the question we don't know. It's got your eyes, Taylor. So, he says it's not uncommon, but he says, quote, sometimes it's on purpose. On the other hand, sometimes it's an accident. You get to situations like this and you just don't know what it is. I'm going to say if you accidentally throw away three cats, it's like, where did my cats go?
No, you killed the cat. They were trying to kill cats. Yeah, it was done on purpose, yes. No one accidentally throws out three kittens.
But anyway, he went viral on TikTok, so isn't that quite a reward?
Well, I know that, yes. But this is how we know about heroes, and it's nice for these heroes to stand up and be celebrated.
For some reason, I just don't feel as satisfied.
It's not.
No.
There's an emptiness here, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get back to you doing something that's not a hero.
I like the one with the road with all the recycled tires.
Yeah, people did like that. I think it's
because it's innocent.
Because you know that inherently people... it's not that people are bad. It's just that they are selfish inherently.
Technically,
and
I could have done that. If I was in sanitation,
you're not
going to
dig through...
I'll dig through trash.
I guess I forget that you love digging through trash.
I'll dig through trash right now. I'm not too proud to dig through trash. Anyway, Taylor, dude, you're the hero of the week for finding those three cats that you're not going to adopt. But now, again, how do I talk myself out of it?
Thank you for doing it. You did good. You did good because we had one person in there. And then you never know what will happen next week. That's the
beauty.
There
was also a dog that saved somebody this week.
You didn't do that one, though. But I think it's nice to do it because, look, see, we've reset now.
Yeah.
Now we're at human hero.
Well, when are you human? Well, here you go.
You see? Okay,
three cats. Saved.
See how bitter he is?
He's not even adopting them.
No, he's like immediately upset.
He didn't even
adopt. But it's fine.
It's fine.
But see, now we can reset. And then
we can get back. So now people can be happy.
Yep.
Look what you did. Every morning I wake up like Mila Jovovich.
We'd all be a lot luckier.
We'd be a lot richer. Yeah. But in The Sixth Sense, when she sees all the horrors of the world coming to her mind.
Yeah, and she
got to
cry.
She has to cry.
It's hard to be an alien.
But then, wow, this guy saved three kittens. Okay.
All right, so here's some listener emails.
Great.
First of all, big thing. We asked last week, what are rabbit shelters that don't just behead the rabbits? House Rabbit Society seems to come up quite a bit.
That's the only good one, because I had no idea.
I don't know.
I had no idea there's the Joe Exotic of the rabbit world.
I didn't know. But it's more just when we brought up rabbits, what I did find interesting is that I actually had one email. Someone says, like, just so you know, now that you've caught the attention of the rabbit community, you might get quite a bit of emails. And I will say, we received probably about 50 emails about rabbit rescues. And so, you feel passionately about rabbits?
I love rabbits.
See you?
I
hear
love
you?
Rabbits.
I'm cool with it. They should be kept outdoors, probably.
Do I love that Lenny killed a rabbit and Lenny being a big man ruined
and it's your whole life and you're haunted by that forever?
No,
yes.
I'm not. I mean, I'm haunted by the people who are like, oh, Ben, you can't have any rabbits. I've worked very hard to reverse the narrative of the large man.
I've never seen you snap the neck of a small animal.
Not yet. No,
I've never seen it.
I actually wouldn't do it. And I wouldn't do it. And if I did do it, it would be on purpose, not an accident.
Well, I have seen you eat a big chicken and I have seen you eat lobster.
I don't even like it, though. Isn't that weird? It's a little overrated.
Some people don't like it. I like it, but it is
fine.
I like the action of the eating the lobster. It's fun.
I don't like it in mac and cheese.
No, I think it's wasted in mac and cheese. I actually think mac and cheese is overrated. Yep. Yeah, fuckers. Side stories, LPOTLG.com.
We have to do a live show in Vegas in around a month, and I can't believe we're going to get the mac and cheese people out.
Everybody,
we're going to get the rabbit
the
people
community
out. They're going to join forces, and
everybody,
we're about to be fucking killed.
Yes, and then the anti-Satanists are going to blow us up.
Great.
It's going to be great. So we asked last week, do cyclists' dick get numb and their pussies get numb?
Please tell us.
The people say, it's a fierce few months with biking. You can have a little bit of pain, but mostly it's getting used to it. People say proper positioning is really important.
Okay.
Someone said, One had an extreme, a friend of one or the writer had an issue and experienced numb penis for a long time after a long ride. And but that was probably because his saddle was pinching his dick vein. That's bad. Don't like that. You can't. Apparently, they say you can build up a crotch callus if you're a woman. Your vagina, balls, or asshole are not numb all the time. When you're riding for longer distances, we wear padded underwear designed for riding.
Isn't the there's a seat for the boys with a little ball cutout, isn't there?
I'm also, just straight up, this woman just, or somebody says, lastly, I have great orgasms, compliments of my wonderful boyfriend who also rides. Someone's complimenting.
Okay.
She's getting her fucking hole slammed out.
Absolutely.
And guess what? And they ride bikes.
I would fucking choke that bike out if I knew it was making my girlfriend come.
Yeah, exactly. Them,
oh, get over here, Schwinn.
You fucking Rome
wrecker. Little Schwinn, you little German bastard.
And I'd like to end today with an innocent little joke.
Okay.
Because we're covering Joel Rifkin this week, leading up to episode 500.
Douchebag.
What a douchebag. And this is a really fun story, and I really like this little joke, right? Now this comes a joke. This is a father's joke.
Great.
All right. Now, hey, a woman wrote, she's like, my father is a small doctor in Alabama, and part of his business with his partners is running the nursing home in town.
Fantastic.
Right? So you guys have probably heard about how nursing homes are hotbeds for STDs, right?
You're in my world now, Grandma.
Yeah, because a little horny, it's like, now you'd be pulling laundry. yeah, because horny old folks, they're
all
fucking.
All the time.
No condoms, because eggs are concrete.
Absolutely.
They can do whatever they want, right? So apparently there's an old guy and an old lady that started getting sweet on each other, and they wanted to take it down to Pound Town, right? This being a small town, they didn't want word to get out about their shenanigans, right? So they decided to go to the motel on the main street right across from the nursing home where no one would notice. Right?
Oh, I think someone will notice. But, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
They made a plan, snuck out after everything shut down for the night. They checked into a room. The old guy went into the bathroom to get himself ready for action.
Yeah, sure. Riled up. Yeah.
So while he was in the bathroom, the old lady stripped down. She got in the bed. Mm-mm. And she was a bit of a big lady and got the sheets pulled up over her lap with her quite large breast showcased.
Fantastic.
Out for the old guy to entice him to
great.
Get in there. Right?
Yeah, love is love.
And the old guy, he's got good and ready, and he comes back in the room. And the old lady told him, be gentle with me. I've got acute angina. And the old guy answered, I hope so, because your tits are ugly as hell.
Well, there you go. What a nice joke there. Your tits are ugly as hell.
That's an old-fashioned joke.
That's classic.
From a previous generation.
That's and it's beautiful because it's innocent, it's love. And
yeah,
also, you know, they still boned. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. They're good. And it's a funny, funny time.
Angina. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much. Well, you know that you all out there have cute anginas and cute buttholes and balls and ding dongs.
Live every day. Take care of your butthole and your vagina and your balls and your penis as much as you can, right?
Well, a lot of times a king will die with a syphilis cock.
Absolutely. Wear pads everywhere.
Why not?
I feel like, honestly, I'm rocking a tampon right now. Just to feel it. Just to commiserate with my beautiful wife one more day.
Because
I miss her going stag.
I know, right? You're going stag. Eating bone marrow by yourself.
And you fucking you can love that stag life, man.
Yeah.
You gotta love that fucking stag ass life, because guess what, man? You know the best part about going stag is? Commando time, sitting on the couch completely naked.
Again, going stag is like when you go out alone and you try to bang a bunch of chicks and stuff. But that's,
nah, no, I'm going stag. Yeah, no, you only go truly stag when you're a husband, because then you're actually very alone.
Yeah.
And everywhere you go, you're by yourself.
Yeah, but you're, okay.
Right? You can eat like nobody's watching.
No one
is. You can eat like and dance like, you're not dancing. You're not going to fucking dance. I'm not going to go anywhere physical.
Why would you do
that? Yeah, absolutely not. But you can eat a lot and watch things that have a lot of violence in it.
Great.
Which is what I did. You drink a lot alone when you're home. And it's nice. So in silence. I go, no, you know what I'll do is, what's nice about being alone is, I'm going to get all these pesky questions of like, Henry, why are you getting up in the middle of the night to check all the doors and the locks and the windows?
OCD.
I can just do it in peace.
Right.
Right? Look out the window with my glass of scotch.
That's healthy.
Right? That's what I like to do, right?
So healthy.
And just laugh your way to the bank knowing you're saving money because you don't have to buy food for two for a week.
That's absolutely fantastic. And of course, your own home security system.
Hey, man, you trying to fucking come through me?
No, I wouldn't do it.
I'm going to kill anybody fucking come to my home, especially if he belongs there.
This is why I don't fuck with anyone, man, because especially the short man.
You got to be careful.
We'll talk about the tall, dangerous tall man. The short man is very scary.
We're forced to be this way.
Well, not really, but
we're forced to be this way.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're doing well out there. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everyone.
Hail me.
We'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.